This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to hear from you this morning. Telephone number to get on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Joined in studio this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. How you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, Sean. I'm doing great. How have you been?
Doing really, really well. Malia, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just told my husband this morning, 2 weeks till Thanksgiving, and I think he got kind of nervous.
Yeah.
It's coming really fast.
It is. It is, although it seems like Mother Nature forgot that we have this thing called fall and just decided.
I feel like it's the new year, actually.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a great conversation ahead. We're going to be talking about taking care of and, of course, helping out aging parents and some things you need to keep in mind through that process and through that discussion. Speaking of keeping things in mind, as we do the show this morning, if you got a question, as always, if you can pick up the phone, give us a call. We'd love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Of course, as always, call Klaus Financial's office. Set up an appointment. It's not going to cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also going to hold on to that telephone number because later on in the program, we'll do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card to my son's favorite restaurant, Red Robin. So we'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later.
You're
on.
You're not
in the
eligible.
If you guys have any 7-year-olds calling in, you know that it's him. Although he should be in school this morning, but he may try. So we'll do that Klaus Quiz Question Week a little bit later on in the program. Also mention the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can also submit questions to be read in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll be doing that a little bit later on in the program as well. Mentioned the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. And before we get started on this week's topic, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, and last week was a great topic. If you didn't catch it live, certainly go to our podcast and listen to it. It was all about qualified charitable distributions, QCD. And the question was, beginning at what age can you take advantage of the qualified charitable distribution rule? Was it 65 or 70 and a half? And congratulations to our winner, Carol from Janesville. She answered correctly that it's only available for IRAs and individuals who've reached RMD age, which is 70 and a half or older. So write that down.
Really good information there. And we'll have another show cram-packed with information right ahead. Don't forget as well, listen closely. Typically, the answer to this week's Klaus Quiz Question Week, as well as the question, will come up during the program. So today's topic does revolve around caring and paying for aging parents. And of course, how that might affect your retirement. And this is an important conversation to have, isn't it?
This is an important conversation. And some of our shows, for those who have listened for a while, are jam-packed with hard data. Some of our shows are more conceptual or kind of the emotional side of retirement planning. And this show today is going to be a combination of the two. We're going to talk about some data, but part of it is also going to be the emotional impact of what caring for aging parents can really do to your retirement plans and your emotional state. So this really can have some impact on our listeners and their future portfolios and retirement plans. So the key words here today are longevity and planning. We're just trying to do some reality setting today. With longevity, we're seeing the effects that many of our clients who are in their 50s and 60s caring for their parents either financially or physically, who are in their 70s, 80s, or 90s. And obviously, while caring for your parents is certainly an important and compassionate thing to do, we want to highlight some of the realities associated with caring for your aging parents. So reality number one, stress. First, recognize that caring for an aging parent is often super stressful and time-consuming. It can take a huge emotional toll on everyone in the family, and especially for women. We'll talk about this. There's more women caretakers for aging parents than there are men. So understand the long-term impact, as I said, especially for women. The reality is that 2 out of 3 caregivers are women, and because of that, those women lose valuable time outside the workforce, causing them to have fewer contributions to pensions, Social Security, and other retirement savings vehicles. And here's an interesting fact. Daughters tend to take more of the physical caregiving aspects for their parents, while sons tend to help more financially. So again, kind of getting back to now, some people, you know, hate these stereotypes, and truth be told, I do as well, but it's just a fact, right? Two out of the three caregivers are women. And so women need to especially kind of have a heightened sense of how is this going to impact me? And then according to a study by MetLife that looked at the economic impact of care for seniors, the number of adults taking care of aging parents has tripled in the past 15 years. And a full 25% of grown children are helping their parents by providing either personal care or financial assistance. Like, wow, right? And then in 2015, the National Alliance for Caregivers and AARP reported that 34.2 million Americans provided unpaid care to an adult age 50 or older. So listen, this is a big thing, right? It's not like how much should I put into my 401k and what's the risk of the market, right? It's not the hard data stuff. It's the, oh, shoot, what happens if I do everything right, but I've got a parent? And listen, I mean, in blocks of Europe, if your parents get sick, they come home and live with the kids. That's just a reality. Here in the United States, we have these things known as long-term care facilities, but for anybody who knows, they are not cheap. You can run out of your money, your parents can go into Medicaid facilities. So unfortunately, you got to kind of say, what's the future look like for me here? So the final kind of just reality setting is the cost in terms of hours and dollars spent. So in June of 2017, research from the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College reported that adult children who do provide care to their parents devote an average of 77 hours per month to the care of their parents. And obviously, this has a big financial toll. So, just some things to be aware of. The average adult who is a caregiver loses $304,000 approximately in lifetime wages and retirement benefits by caring for an aging parent. So listen, it's an unfortunate reality. Malia did a great job today of putting together this show because this is a topic it's a softer topic, right? You don't hear much about this. And yet, as it relates to planning for retirement, wow, it can have huge impacts.
We hear a lot about boomerang kids, but just learning this morning about boomerang parents.
Well, so we call this the sandwich generation.
Oh,
so a lot of baby boomers are sandwiched. What we mean by that is they have an aging parent they're caring for or providing financial assistance to, and then they have a child or grandchild that hasn't, you know, taken flight, so to speak, and comes back and to move with them. We have seen our clients having a parent and a child and a grandchild living with them at the same time. And talk about putting a crunch on your retirement plans. That'll do it.
That really will. Really great information this morning. Very interesting perspective. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. They'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions about retirement or retirement planning, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A fantastic website. Great opportunity as well. If you scroll down all the way to the bottom, you'll see a little envelope. It says Stay Current. That's a place you can sign up to get the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. If you missed part of this week's show or you want to review, as Malia pointed out, some of the past week's shows as well, each and every week we send out that show they sent out. I have nothing to do with it. They don't trust me near their computers. And for good reason. Of course, send out those emails with just a snapshot of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. You can learn all about that online, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ of Kloss Financial next as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, it's complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Or if you have a question for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And John joins us this morning. John, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So my question was a follow-up to your quiz of the week. You mentioned that it was the answer was 70 and a half RMD, and I want to know if the ANTA follows RMD or 70 and a half as is legislation, as you know, before Congress to raise RMD next year, potentially.
Yeah, great question, John. So to repeat your question, just so everybody on the air heard it. So John is correct. There's some legislation right now. The IRS has actually released a proposal to update the life expectancy tables. But there's two different things going on, John. So just to kind of clarify, there's a proposal that's been out there to have RMDs paid out over 10 years instead of out over lifetime, although that has not gone into effect yet. And then there's another proposal that the IRS just released, which is to basically update the RMD tables because they haven't been updated since 2002. And of course, since then, people are now living longer. And so they're distributing the money too quickly, and they're looking to change that. So to answer your question, yes, the answer to our question of the week from last week would remain true under current form, no matter if either one of those changes go through. However, you know, it's like anything else. I guess we'll see what the domino effect is if either one of those go into place. But just so everybody knows, more than likely of those two proposals, this change of the recalculation of the RMD tables, there's actually three different tables. If you want to Google them, you can go look at them. But to extend out the RMDs so that actually your first distribution would be smaller seems to be hopefully going into effect around 2021. It's still not law yet, but it's getting pretty close. So, John, thank you for bringing this to the attention of everybody, and more to come in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Great question this morning. You can also be like John. Give us a call if you have questions for CJ and Malia. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air. Don't forget as well, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. So as we're talking about helping aging parents, what can adult children do then to help out parents in advance?
Well, you know, this topic is especially good right around the holidays. Mm-hmm. When you're sitting around between the football games, I guess, and eating more, these actually are pretty timely because if you're a listener right now and you're in your 50s, you're thinking, yeah, mom and dad, I mean, they've got things under control. They might be in their 70s. But we really haven't had those hard conversations about, you know, what are they going to do as they need more help in life and so forth. Or if you're listening and you're in your 70s, 80s, or 90s, and you're still in control of everything that you're managing in your life, whether it be your home or your finances and so forth, you do need to pay attention because it is time to have those hard conversations about what does my future look like or my parents' future look like. So start the discussion. You know, review the desires if it's your parents. Do they want to continue living in the same community? And if they have a house, is it a house that's accessible if in fact they became disabled in some way? Is it a two-story house, a single story? Does it need ramps, et cetera? Does it need a bathroom put on the main floor? These are really real subjects that we want people to start discussing. You need to sit down with your parent and or your children and say, you know, this is what I have intact for insurance, for long-term care possibly. This is what my assets look like. Because if we do nothing else today, we want to make sure we've incited people to start the conversation so you can start looking at the finances with your children or your parents to make sure that there's no big surprises that suddenly, you know, we could have planned for, say, 10 years out or 5 years out, planning for this potential situation. Review their estate planning tools that they might have in terms of wills or powers of attorney for health and property. We talk about that on this show quite a bit. We want to make sure those are intact and actually up to date because what you wrote 10, 20 years ago may not be your wishes today. So one thing we know is that as we age, things change. And as our parents age, we want to make sure that we can be there in the best possible way, whether it be physically or financially. And we don't want any extra surprises that are going to upset even our retirement schedules.
Really good information. Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We will also talk about, of course, the importance of keeping your parents safe. And of course, there's a lot of really, really good people out there. Unfortunately, there are some bad people. We'll find out and get some warnings about that, as well as go to our Money in Motion listener question corner. All of that next, as well as your calls, as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Talking this morning about taking care of your aging parents and making sure that they can have that comfortable retirement that they've always dreamed of, but also that you can have that comfortable retirement that you've been working so hard towards. Let's talk about bad actors out there. And unfortunately, that is something that you got to be aware of course, protecting older parents from people trying to take advantage of them.
Yeah, this is such an important area because we find two different distinct areas our clients are subjected to. One is people who are trying to suggest that you should invest your money so you can make a quick win. Now, we all hear about this our whole life, but as we get older and perhaps we're getting worried about losing what we have or we don't have enough to live till we're 95 years old as far as our income, we sometimes get subjected to, hey, maybe this is real, maybe this could work. And we often find people that are willing to invest because maybe their cognitive skills are not quite what they were to discern that some of these people actually are trying to scam them. And the same scams go around about every 5 years, I feel like. Our clients will call us and say, I heard about this. Is this too good to be true? Right? And we're like, yep, we heard that scam a few years before. And that's how these people out there are kind of circulating from town to town. So if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And please consult your financial advisor because they're probably familiar with some of the scams out there. The other area where people, we see another type of personality is we get really soft-hearted. And again, our discernment skills aren't quite there. And every single charity, and most of them are not legitimate charities, are trying to take your wallet away. And we have seen, unfortunately, people who can't stop. And they're just sending checks of large amounts from their accounts. We've seen it with some of our own clients. They just can't say no. And so this is why we want adult children to be in contact with their parents and kind of semi-monitoring all that money that's going out. So you want to make sure that your parents are not being taken advantage of in either of those directions. Another area we just wanted to mention today, too, is we all hear when we sit on an airplane, we hear them tell us that in case of an emergency and your oxygen mask falls down, please put it on yourself before you help others and your children. And this is so, so important because as caregivers, we tend to forget about ourselves. We forget that, you know, without us, we can't help our parents. So we just want to stress that you watch out for the well-being of yourself. Again, this is statistics, that we see that people generally, they say, well, I don't have time to go get my annual, you know, physical or whatever it might be because I got to take my mom to the doctor. Well, guess what? If you don't take care of yourself first, no one's going to take care of your mom, perhaps. So just take care of yourself so that you can be the caregiver that you want to provide for your parents.
Excellent simile in there as well, Malia, as always,
like
very
that.
Clever stuff. Yes, exactly. Joining us now is Chris. Chris, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ and Malia of Kloss Financial.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
So I'm just wondering if you guys are aware of the long-term care system in Wisconsin. It's one of the best in the nation. And if people have parents that don't have a lot of money and they're taking care of them because they don't have the money or the assets, those parents can go to their local ADRC, that's the Aging and Disability Resource Center, and they're located all over Wisconsin. The one in Dane County is on Northport, or is on Sherman Avenue.
Yeah.
And this is where parents can get into programs where their children who are taking care of them can get paid to help take care of them. And they can find people to help so that relieves that stress and relieves that financial stress also.
Yeah.
Really good.
Hey, Chris, what I'd say is, would you mind calling our office later? And maybe I'll schedule a time to chat with you. I appreciate you mentioning that. We do know about that, but I would say we could use a refresher. So maybe that's something we can chat about. But thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for the call.
Okay. Thanks.
Chris, great information. Thank you for taking the time to call this morning. Don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday morning right at 8. If you have a question, anything about retirement or retirement planning, CJ and Malia would love to help you, love to help guide you, help answer your questions. You can give us a call right away at 8 a.m. any Thursday morning. Don't forget as well, Kloss Financial's telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Before we get to the Kloss Quiz question of the week, get a lot of fantastic emails sent to the folks at Kloss Financial. This week, our Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, a new question for our Money in Motion Listener Question from Ryan. He asks, at what age should I consider canceling my old life insurance policies?
Mm-hmm. Good one, Ryan. We hear this quite often from our clients. And since we're running out of time here, I'll try to wrap this up quickly. But so, yes, typically life insurance is most important when you're younger and have dependents and you have years left to work and you have liabilities. And right, if you die prematurely, that's kind of a big deal. But the most common use for life insurance tends to fizzle out, at least, again, the most common use for life insurance fizzles out by the time you hit retirement, if you're debt-free and if your kids are grown and on their own and if you're no longer working, right? So many people will say, I'll cancel it then. But you just have to be careful because there can be accumulated cash value inside of a life insurance policy. And if you cancel that policy and distribute it to yourself, the gain on the cash value above the basis can be deemed as ordinary income, and it can really smack you pretty hard if you're not careful. And so what we would say is consult your accountant, consult your financial advisor before you end up canceling that. But it is something reasonable to evaluate. I think Ryan's question is at the heart of, do I need this anymore? And the answer might be maybe no, but we just have to go through that process slowly to make sure you don't get hit with unnecessary taxes.
Don't cancel it before you know for sure.
That's right.
Great advice as always. Make sure you know what you're doing as you're doing this stuff. As we mentioned, of course, the listener question corner, you can always submit your questions online at klossfinancial.com, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to Red Robin. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Approximately how many hours per month do adult children care for their parents? Is it 20 hours per month or more than 70? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Red Robin. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hemkes comes your way next year, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.